A roar of deep-toned applause greeted this suggestion. It but remains for this council to command, and Talhantus must prove his fitness to rule. Were he a brave man, he would invite Tostarchus to combat, for he does not love him. But Talhantus is afraid. Talhantus, your Jeddak, is a coward. With my bare hands I could kill him, and he knows it. After I cease, there was tense silence, as all eyes were riveted upon Talhantus. He did not speak or move, but the blotchy green of his countenance turned livid, and the froth froze upon his lips.
"Talhantus," said Lorcus Tomal in a cold, hard voice, "never in my long life have I seen a Jeddak of the Thark so humiliated. There could be but one answer to this arraignment. We waited." And still Talhantus stood as though electrified.
"Chieftains," continued Lorcus Tomal, "shall the Jeddak Talhantus prove his fitness to rule over Tostarchus?"
There were 20 chieftains about the rostrum, and 20 swords flashed high in assent. There was no alternative. That decree was final, and so Talhantus drew his longsword and advanced to meet Tostarchus. The combat was soon over, and with his foot upon the neck of the dead monster, Tostarchus became Jeddak among the Tharks. His first act was to make me a full-fledged chieftain with the rank I had won by my combats the first few weeks of my captivity among them. Seeing the favorable disposition of the warriors towards Tostarchus, as well as toward me, I grasped the opportunity to enlist them in my cause against Odanga. I told Tostarchus the story of my adventures, and in a few words had explained to him the thought I had in mind.
"John Carter has made a proposal," he said, addressing the council, "which meets with my sanction. I shall put it to you briefly. Dejah Thoris, the princess of Helium, who was our prisoner, is now held by the Jeddak of Zodanga, whose son she must wed to save her country from devastation at the hands of the Zodangan forces. John Carter suggests that we rescue her and return her to Helium. The loot of Zodanga would be magnificent, and I have often thought that had we an alliance with the people of Helium, we could obtain sufficient assurance of sustenance to permit us to increase the size and frequency of our hatchings, and thus become unquestionably supreme among the green men of all Barsoom. What say you?"